This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:40 Tuesday morning. We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home to Monday. Morning, I swear somebody.
I'd sing with you, but, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. Anyway, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com for more details. You know, I never get to the texts, and we get quite a few of them from people who say, I went to All Natural Stone because you guys recommended them.
They're so good.
I got to remember to say those things, though, because it's really good proof that, you know, you go there and you will find out that they have great service and a huge selection.
Right. I really love their Insta feed because I just see so everything they put up there. I'm like, oh, damn, I wish I could redo that bathroom. Oh, shoot. If only I could have that for my kitchen counter.
Time to move, Sarah.
Might be, Ben. Time to move. Get a project going.
Or just demo your nice bathroom and just do it over again.
Yeah, I'll just demo the one I already have. I'm sick of it. That won't take long, will it?
I think your house is done, like, for your lifetime. There's not another thing your house needs. You could live in your house without doing one thing besides maintenance or cleaning, and you're good.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple things.
Not if she can help it.
A couple things.
All right.
I am. I'm
you say.
Outdoors, though. Yeah.
Anyway, All Natural Stone, everyone. Check them out. So here's where we're at. The stay-at-home order's been lifted, but we're in purple tier. You can look up. I read them earlier, but you can look up what that means in your local area. You also might find out that some of that stuff, depending on your town, may be open or closed. But we're in purple tier. That means you can eat outside just in time for the atmospheric river that's going to dump on us starting tonight. At the moment, you shouldn't be seeing rain, but you will. It'll start today and like around a little after lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then by tonight, 7-ish or so in Napa and 8 or 9-ish in the South Bay, we're going to get that heavy, heavy rain and wind that they've been predicting. They call it the atmospheric river. And, you know, we're in that La Nina heading into this winter. It was weird because we were hearing, oh, this could be a dry one.
Yeah.
If things don't go our way, we're going to be in real trouble on the other side of this winter. And it turns out things have gone our way. We don't really want it all at once like we're going to get, but we're going to get feet of snow in Tahoe, which is not only great for business at the resorts, but it's great for our water flow.
It sure is. We need all that snow.
All right. I teased you with a story about Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the Floridiots, and they make our news regularly.
Oh, daily, really?
Yeah. So this story is just fun. I just thought, oh, that's just great. Florida puts its hand up. Florida's chief financial officer yesterday told the International Olympic Committee that the state would be happy to host the Olympics this summer. As in, Tokyo's wavering. Japan doesn't necessarily want all these people there. They're not ready. They can't deal, but we can. We're Florida, and we would love to host the Olympic Games if Japan backs out.
That's,
Jimmy Patronis sent the letter to Thomas Bach, the head of the IOC, to encourage you to consider relocating the 2021 Olympics from Tokyo, Japan, to the United States of America, and more specifically, Florida.
What, did he say what town? They, I mean, Orlando, Miami, Tampa, Marco.
He didn't.
You know,
hey, you know, he's floating it.
Yeah.
You know, often I remember when the LA Olympics happened. I was a kid in Orange County, and the actual Olympic events covered all of Southern California, basically.
That's true, Vinny. They would have them all over the place. I mean, I suppose there's certainly stadiums all over the place in Florida.
They built the Olympic swimming pool and the Olympic diving, the high dives and the different... They built that at my high school,
yeah,
which was before I even went there. I was a little boy, so I hadn't even gotten to high school yet. But those events went down at Irvine High, and we later got to enjoy jumping off the highest dive. Of course, you know, it's way higher than you think, and you basically jump off and, you know,
run in the air. I know I can fly if I flap my wings.
You know, that's like, it felt like the crazy, you know, cliff jumping or something. It's so high.
But yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, that could go down, although they've got a lot to do. You know, it takes 4 years or at least 2 to 3 years to get ready for the Olympics and the rush of people and all of the. So I don't know
how
they're
set up for tourism, you know, and certainly I'm sure they could use a shot in the arm. And by that, I mean vaccines. Look, Florida, I get it. You think this isn't happening and that it's all a hoax. Can you give me a death count for Florida, please?
Oh.
I have over 25,000 deaths so far in this state.
Yeah, that's in how many infections? I mean, I feel like Florida's living in an alternate reality. It seems great that, you know, if you can put yourself in there and really own that. But
Florida says, whatever precautions are required, let's figure it out and get it done. We are open for business.
In fact,
they say that we had a great vaccination rollout. Our economy is reopening. Sports events like the Super Bowl will be taking place here in Florida and Tampa in a couple weeks. Disney World is open for business.
Oh, boy. Well, then he's got a point. Let's, you know what? Come on, IOC. Let's make it happen.
And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, this will make Tokyo or Japan more specifically say, all right, we're going to do it. We can't have our games, the ones we've spent $2 billion on building for and getting ready for. We can't just hand them over to Florida.
So, no, you can. Come on, man. We've got all look at the infrastructure we have here. Come on. I can be your hero, baby. Thank you, Florida. Thanks for being our hero.
So it's really interesting.
Very interesting.
I feel terrible for the athletes, as many of them were at peak power last year.
Yeah. Ready for the Olympics last
heading
year.
Heading into some last summer, and now they find themselves having to figure out how to be at peak performance and still not even knowing whether or not they're happening or where they're happening.
Yeah. And honestly, if they don't happen this year, it's basically like 2 years of training. Not that it's lost, because obviously, I just think people will age out or just, I can't keep this up. I can't do a whole nother year.
Well,
for the next year.
I can't speak for all the athletes, although I do know some, and they have rituals. They like their things the way they like them. I'm the same way. If you listen to the show, you've heard me bitch about when I'm displaced and I don't have the things I need. I feel like I'm completely on one foot. I could be pushed over without, you know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't work that for me that way. And I could see how these guys are. Look, you want me to run a world record time without being ready?
Right. By the way, my mom is saying, we can do it. Almost everyone's vaccinated. Nice. Great. Well, there you go. There's an endorsement for you.
Go, Florida.
Keep training, kids. It's going to happen in Florida. You're not even going to be jet lagged. We can do it. She's yelling.
2020.
We can do it. Yes, we can. If we can't do it, no one can.
Olympics in Japan have been moved to 2021 and also moved to Florida.
Yes.
Yay.
Congratulations, Florida, on that.
That's not an official announcement, but they're ready. Just ask Ellie. Mm. They've all been vaccinated.
She's rah-rahing as
by the
we
way,
speak. I'm watching it unfold.
Are you telling me your mom went and got a vaccine?
Mom, did you get a vaccine? Because what do you mean almost everyone's vaccinated? That's crazy talk.
I think she just stepped in a bear trap. What is she doing?
I think she's everyone's just trying to get
vaccinated.
The Olympics.
Okay. I mean, I want her to have the Olympics if that, you know. I don't want to be the reason they don't get them. Me and my nonsense.
Yeah.
Go Florida.
Go Florida.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Fast facts. If you could only die in sudden accidents and not from disease or old age, the average person would live to be 8,938 years old. And some people who really beat the odds would live into their 40,000s.
Yeah, that'd be me. I mean, not a lot of accidents happen on the couch.
Although you did fall in a hole in your own house, that was pretty neat.
I did. I did survive that, though, you know? So, it jacked me up a little, but it didn't kill me.
I'm not quite at this place yet, but I expect to get there soon. So, the question is, could you help your kids with homework if you didn't have Google? You know, one of the examples I would offer you as I haven't gotten there yet, but I've been told math is done differently now. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what that means. I haven't bothered to look it up, but apparently math's different.
Yeah, there's different ways of approaching problems. I made it to about the end of second grade before I started not being able to help them really anymore.
Yeah, I'm doomed. There's no way I'm going to be able to help my kids at all. First, I wasn't good at the first way they did math. Now they change the way you do math.
They do multiplication differently. I can't even keep up with it. It's weird how they do it.
It's
now.
Not down and then carry the and then you.
No.
That made too much sense, Vinny. We got to challenge the kids.
And then I think they. I'm pretty sure they do long division different too.
What?
I don't even think they do long division. Yeah.
Wait. Is this that new math we were hearing about?
Yeah, there's a new math. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's
Remember
another
that, though,
way it's done.
They've been talking about this BS since we were kids. Teach them old math.
According to a new survey, 2/3 of parents today say they rely on Google in order to help their kids with their homework. Many parents say, yeah, I remember some stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, there's things that, you know.
I remember numbers. I can tell an 8 from a 9. Let's face it. So I should be all set with this.
So right now we're in the, like when my youngest is finished eating and she says, okay, I'm done. We make her count. So she has to count to 5 in order to get off the table.
Oh,
which
good.
Is a whole production. And now we've moved into count to 10, which, you know, she goes, gets to 5 and then she goes 8, 10. No. So we're doing that. But that's one of those things where you're like, yeah. This is where I'm at my peak powers. I can encourage. I can cheer.
You
loudly.
Totally know 1 through 10. I mean,
right.
We have that. That is like because you were born with 10 fingers. Like it really helps having that number of fingers.
It's called Common Core math. And I didn't even know what they're doing in this picture I found.
Yeah,
okay.
That's they mention it here. The main reason parents need help is that kids learn math differently today. And it baffles anyone who hasn't been taught that way to do math. So there's that.
I just watched a video on addition and I'm confused. It's like addition subtraction is 37 minus 16. They show the old way, which totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
The new way, it's like there's like 6 steps and it's crazy. I don't understand what's happening. And I'm kind of a math guy.
Yeah.
But I watched it with no volume, though. So
Well, I don't know what to say other than I'm scared. I won't be able to help my kids. And, you know, however that goes for them. Sorry. I wasn't good at it the first time around. I'm not going to be any better now that they've changed it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Text us anytime. Florida was the place that stopped reporting COVID data and then went, oh, it just moved on me. Darn it.
Oh, come on, flea market.
By the way, my
system.
Mom is saying she has not been vaccinated because she's immune. So.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah.
Good for her.
I know. She's all set.
Vinny, they have simplified math by making it more complicated than ever. There are boxes and dots and it's a mess. Yeah, I definitely can't help with that. Math teacher here. The new math is Common Core. Way to go,
ding,
Nicole.
Ding.
And it's meant to teach them to understand the reasoning behind the numbers. Mm. The thinking process is harder than just learning the rules to follow. Yeah, I don't. Nope. No.
I'm going to learn this.
Oh, thank God I graduated college when I did.
No doubt. You know what I don't want to learn? Anything new. Hey, Bryn, you got to learn this for us.
I'm going to learn at least addition and subtraction.
Does it take it by tens or something? Like, if it's 30 minus 16?
Here, let me show you the screen that I'm looking
at. No, I don't. It's
just
too
just
hard.
Take a
it's,
look
like,
at this.
It's like Greek.
Can you see that? Can you see 37 minus 16? Normally, you just... do you see all those steps there? So the original one was this, where it's 37
yes.
minus 16,
seven
just
minus
6, yeah, exactly.
3 minus 1.
Exactly. Right. And then in this case, there's just a bunch of rows, and then he circles something. So I have to watch this off the air and take my time with it.
I see what they're doing here. They're rounding it to tens. They're figuring out a way to get it. Mm-hmm. But then they have to take it away afterward.
It's like, just so many more steps.
I don't. Okay.
But I guess that does make sense in the long run if you go through these steps.
It makes it so you can do it in your head.
You're telling me.
It's like counting back change.
That piece of paper makes sense to you?
I can see what they're doing.
I don't see anything.
They take the 6. It's 37 minus 16. They take the 16. They add 4 to it to make it 20. Mm-hmm. Then they do 20 plus 10 equals 30. And then they do 30 plus 7 equals 37.
I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah, I don't understand. You just go to put the 16 under the 37. Now, and you go,
what are the next steps?
And then the
next steps. Let's see. Let's finish this video off then.
Yeah, I just would have gone down ways and been, all right, 7 over 6, that's a 1. 3 over 2, under 1 is
I'm sure
2.
There's
but
some...
do you see how at the bottom of that box it
no.
turns into 21?
I do not.
It's 10 plus 7 plus 4 is 21. And that's how they got the
Yeah, but
number.
I don't know how.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah. Good. Uh-huh. I've proven to myself that I won't be able to help my kids with math. Super. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
More new math, I guess. I don't know. Music news right after this. It'll be way more fun than new math.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.